Hi there, my name's Andy. I'm the owner of Rice and Zen Photography and Design Company based in Kyoto, Japan. And I am a photographer, a photo retoucher, an illustrator designer by day, and I'm also the singer for the band 1GK by night. And as you can imagine, at every step of that process, from when I wake up in the morning until we finish rehearsing late at night, pretty much everything I do is based around technology that was inspired and created by the man who was lost to the world today, Steve Jobs. And the internet is absolutely awash with tributes to him, all of which are far more eloquent than anything I can say here on Audioboo. But suffice it to say that the world was smart enough to realize that he was a visionary genius within his lifetime, and he's been called the greatest entrepreneur of our time, and he's an inspiration to millions. And this is a rare case where none of those things are really exaggerations of the truth. With 317 patents bearing his name and an incredibly forward-thinking approach to technology and more specifically how people interact with technology, people's experience of technology, and how that could trickle into their lives. He allowed technology into our lives, and he allowed technology to improve our lives far more than anyone ever had before. Technology was created for niche audiences, for tech geeks, until Steve Jobs democratized and opened it up to simplicity, elegance, touch. We will continue to use simple touch interfaces. We will continue to have our apps automatically synced and updated, and our libraries and databases of media will continue to be managed for us, and we will continue to pay for media again. We'll pay for music and we'll pay for movies because of Steve Jobs's influence. Steve Jobs didn't kill off the DVD and CD media sales industry. He was the first person to create an avenue through which people wanted to pay for media again. He made it worth our while not BitTorrent and downloading movies and music and audiobooks illegally. He gave us an interface so elegant and simple that we wanted to pay for even web content in the form of apps. He has touched the lives of millions, and very few people will have had such a profound impact on the entire world since, I guess, the beginning of time. And it is a very sad and untimely loss. Despite him being ill and that news being very public, I don't think many people knew how close we were to the end. But the fact that there was widespread disappointment at the iPhone 4S just shows you how much the world has changed. That's an incredible device with an incredible camera and an incredible voice interface and an incredible iOS in iOS 5. And people are still somehow not satisfied by that, because he hiked expectations up so high. A couple of years ago, we were using Motorola razors, and now the world expects more than an iPhone 4S. That is an incredible achievement. And he did not do it single-handedly, but he was certainly a driving force and very, very influential and very, very motivated. If you haven't seen his Stanford address, I suggest you get onto YouTube and do that, because that is a life-changing speech, and I wish for us all to ask ourselves today if we are selling sugar water. Speak to you again soon. Thank you. Goodbye.